So we're starting today. We're on Daf Kuf Lamed Beis, 132a. Everybody with me? So if you remember, we mentioned in previous Dafim that there's a machloka between the Tana, Reb Lezer, and Rabbi Akiva. Reb Lezer holds that not only Mila is Docha Shabbos, but even the Machshire Mila are Docha Shabbos. And the Tana, Rabbi Akiva, and the Chamim agree with Rabbi Akiva, holds only Mila itself is Docha Shabbos. The now, previously, Rashi explained, and when we had the previous Gemara, that Reb Lezer learns that Mila is Docha Shabbos Halacha L'Moshemi Sinai, and that the Machshire Mila are Docha Shabbos from the Pasuk on line 2, Vayom HaShmini Yimol B'sor Alato, V'afilu B'Shabbat. It says, Vayom HaShmini, and it's a superfluous term, Vayom, so it teaches me even on Shabbos. Okay, we're on the fifth line on Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph 132a. So, Ad Kan L'Pli Rabbanan Lei Ela Machshire Mila. So, up till now, the only machloket, the point of dispute between Reb Lezer and Rabbi Akiva, i.e. the Chachamim, is what about the Machshire Mila, the Docha Shabbos or not. Machshire Mila are the preparatory stages. And remember, the Reb Lezer holds I could even chop down a tree to make coals, to process iron. So he says, Aval Mila Gufa is a very cool Docha Shabbos. But everybody agrees that one can go forward, not only one can, one's obligated to go forward with a Mila on Shabbos, even though the doing the act of Mila would be making a Chabura on the child, which would be Malacha Minatora, but nevertheless, the mitzvah is to do it on Shabbos. So Manalan, so where do we know that that's true? Where do we know that we are allowed to go forward and do Bris Mila on Shabbos? So Amar Ula Halacha, V'chinamar Rabbi Yitzchak Halacha. So Ula says Halacha means it's Halacha M'Shemi Sinai. So Ula says it's Halacha means it's from the oral Torah, not in the written Torah. And that's what Rabbi Yitzchak says as well. And we mentioned previously that Rashi had said that that's what Reb Lezer holds, that it's Halacha M'Shemi Sinai. So Meifei, now we're going to ask a question on this idea from the Braisa, and the Gemara is going to reject the idea that it is Halacha M'Shemi Sinai. Reb Lezer will still hold this Halacha M'Shemi Sinai, but we'll have a raya against it for the Chachamim. So Meitvei, Minayin l'pikuach nefesh shedochar ha-shabbat. So the Bryce says, how do I know the pikuach nefesh, that if a person's life is at stake, it's docha Shabbos, and indeed it's a mitzvah to be mechal Shabbos for the person. So Reb Lazman Azari Omer, Mamila shiachat me'ev rav shel adam docher ha-shabbat. The mila is one aver, one limb of a person, and there's a mitzvah connected with it, and that's docha Shabbos. So he says, kavachom l'pikuach nefesh docher ha-shabbat. So when I have the whole body, the person's whole body is in danger of being destroyed, killed, and he would do many mitzvahs with his whole body, presumably going forward in time. So certainly it's Docha Shabbos. So if Shabbos is nidcha for one mitzvah with one aver on a person, certainly Shabbos is nidcha for a whole body that would do many mitzvahs going forward with it. That's the raya. So that's what the Braisa says. B'yisal kadaita kalacha kamachom mi'alacha mi'ati. Now, the basis of this, that Braisa, the foundation is that Mila is Docha Shabbos. And based on Mila Docha Shabbos, we learn a Kavachomer. So the Gemara says, could we learn a Kavachomer if the basis was Halacha L'Moshemi Sinai? And the answer is going to be no, because the hermeneutic principles we have, you know, Shloshes Rei Mido, 13 principles that the Torah is learned out from, they only apply, and one is a Kavachomer, that only applies when it's part of the Torah Shebichtav. If it's Torah Shebaal Peh, it does not apply. So if Mila Docha being Docha Shabbos is Halacha L'Moshemi Sinai, the way we initially thought, so this whole Braisa doesn't make sense. So he says, and I'll pause in a few lines. If you'll assume that Mila being Docha Shabbos is Halacha L'Moshemi Sinai, could I learn a Kavachomer based on that? The Kavachomer being that Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. For Hatani, we learn in the Braisa. Amarlo Reb Lazar. Now it's either, some say, Rashash is Reb Lezer, or Amarlo Reb Lazar ben Azariah. But whoever the other Tana is, he says to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva, now Rabbi Akiva learns a Kavachomer. This is talking about a Nazir. We know that Nazir is the person who took the Neder to abstain from certain things. And among them, he's not supposed to come into contact with a mate, with a dead person. If he comes into contact with a dead person, so it destroys his Nazirus and he has to start over again. He has to bring a series of Korbanot. So, there's a question in the Gemara about Revi'at Dam. Let's say a person is in an ohel with Revi'at Dam. Revi'at Dam is blood. Revi'at is a certain amount. I'm just going to say like 5 fluid ounces. It's not exactly 5 fluid ounces, but let's say 5 fluid ounces of blood. Let's say the Nazir is in an ohel with 5 fluid ounces of blood, so it does destroy his Nazirus such that he has to shave and go forward. So Rabbi Akiva says it does. So Rabbi Akiva learns it from a Kavachomer, and the Kavachomer he learns is that if etzem is kusora is metame, a bone the size of a barley seed is metame b'maga b'masa, not b'ohel. Nevertheless, the nazir comes to the contact of that bone, it destroys his nazirus. So the revius dam, that's even metame b'ohel. So kavachomer, it destroys the nazirus. That's the kavachomer that Rabbi Akiva learns. We're around 20 lines down on Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, 132a. V'hatanya amar lo Reb Lazar, or Reb Lezer, Akiva, etzem kesora mitame halacha. He says, the fact that etzem kesora is mitame maga b'masa, that's halacha l'moshe misinai. Revi adam kavachomer. Revi adam, you're learning with the kavachomer, he says, ve'ein dan in kavachomer me'alacha. You can't judge, you can't extrapolate a kavachomer based on halacha l'moshe misinai. So we see clearly, never mind the particulars of that case, the yisod is, once I have a halakha l'moshe misinai, I can't build on that with a kavachomer. And that's what we were doing here by the bris. We want to say that if bris mila is docha Shabbos, we wanted to say that's halakha l'moshe misinai. And based on that, we wanted to learn pikuach nefesh. Okay, let me just pause. Let's just repeat again. Okay, it's too fast for you, Yosef? Okay, all right, let's just go slower.
I understand the kavachomer.
Okay. Okay, all right, I'll repeat everything again, okay? All right, so again, so the Gemara said, how do I know that Mila is Docha Shabbos? So the Gemara said, we had two opinions that it's Halach L'Moshe Misinai. There, that's the first Yisod. Then the Gemara said, well, if it's Halach L'Moshe Misinai, does that make sense? Because we know that we have a Kavachomer that Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos, and we learn it from Bris Mila. And if Bris Mila, if the limit of Bris Mila is Halach L'Moshe Misinai, then pikuach nefesh can't be learnt with a kavachomer from it. Is that okay or not? Okay. And again, so I'm just repeating myself. The hermeneutic principles, the shloshos rei midot, are only relating to Torah shebichtav, not Torah shebal peh. So one of the midot is kavachomer. So he just takes a little snippet from this gemara about the nazir. The main thing he wants is that you can't learn a kavachomer with halacha. But over in the sugya in nazir is talking about if a nazir is in an ohel with a revius dam, he's in a tent or a house and it has revius dam, 5 fluid ounces of blood from a dead person. So does the nazir now have to shave and begin a new period of nazirus? So Rabbi Akiva says certainly, because he says it's a kavachomer, and the kavachomer is etzem is ksor is metame, that if I have a bone, a human bone, the size of a sa'ora, that's metame b'mag of a masa, and the nazir comes into contact with it, so he has to begin a new count, has to shave and do everything. So revi yisdam, which is metame ba'ohel, so kavachomer, that would work. So he says, that's not true, but the whole halach about esem kesorah is halach l'moshe misinai. I can't build a kavachomer based on halach l'moshe misinai. So you see mefurash that the main point is that I can't have a kavachomer that's built on halach l'moshe misinai. Okay, so I'm going to, anybody have questions on what we did so far or not? Yosef, you good? Good, that means good, I take it. All right, is that good? Thumbs up. Good, okay, now. All right, let's go further. So I'm up to the word Ella, okay? Around 20 lines down, the word Ella. We know what Ella means, right, Fern? Ella means press delete, right? Move on. So the Gemara says, Ella, Amr Blazar, Atya Oat. So Blazar says, again, we're on the hunt. We're on the search. We're searching for how we know that Bris Mila is Docha Shabbos. So we said Halach L'Moshe Misinai, but the Gemara was Docha that. But the Tanra Blazer does learn Halach L'Moshe Misinai, but that's not where we're going with this. Because we have that kavachomer about pikuach nefesh. So Rashi says later on that Reb Lezer has a different limud for pikuach nefesh, but we want a limud that works with the kavachomer for pikuach nefesh. So Ela Amar Reb Lazar Atya Oat. So Reb Lazar says we have a gzeir shava Oat, that it says Oat by Bris Mila, and it says Oat by Shabbos. So we're going to make a gzeir shava. Gzeir shava, I have two things in two places. I learned it out. And so we're connecting the two to teach me that Bris Mila is Docha Shabbos. That's what we think. So the Gemara says, Elamiyata, Tefillin Tachtiba Hanot, Lidchi Shabbos. So if that's true, by Tefillin we say every morning, the men do, Vayala Ot Al Yadcha, L'Totfot Bein Inecha. Tefillin are also called an Ot, so maybe they should be Docha Shabbos. So the Rishonim say it means that a person should be able to write Tefillin and manufacture them on Shabbos, if this would be true. In other words, things connected to Shabbos means that I can be Docha Shabbos. And so that's not the case. Ela, Atya Brit Brit. So the Gemara says there is a Gzer Shabbos, scratch Oat. We're going to use Brit. It says Brit by Bris Mila. It says Brit by Shabbos. It says, so the Gemara says, but Gadol, Dechtibe Brit, Lidche Shabbos. But let's say a person's a Gadol. He's beyond 8 days. So then he should also, his Bris Mila should also be Docha Shabbos because you're learning it from Bris Bris. So in Parshas Lech Lecha, it says, Va'reel Zachar Shel Yimol Besar Olato. What is the pasuk? One second. Anyway, by a gadol, it says also the word bris. Anyway, there's a pasuk. It means that when a person's over 8 days, so it says bris. So let's back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says Ela Atya Brit Brit. So we think that it says bris by bris mila, and it says bris by Shabbos. So gadol dechtibe brit litchi Shabbos. So by gadol, and he says Rashi said gadol. Rashi says ben shloshes rei davi milah shlo bezmana. He says the 13-year-old. I don't know why he's got to be 13, but it's milah shlo bezmana.
Anything over 8 days.
I would think so, but Rashi says over 13 years of age. So I'm not quite sure why he goes there, but he says Rashi says dechtibe brit says va'real zachar shalimo et basar lato et briti hefar. So it says he's annulled my bris, my covenant. So the Gemara says so gadol dechtibe brit lidchi Shabbos. So it should also be docha Shabbos even if it's not the 8th day. So ela atya dorot. So the Gemara says, we're going to learn a different Gzeirah Shabbah. And again, Gzeirah Shabbah, you have to have a Mesorah for it. So I don't know how this was working. I assume they had Mesorah about each one of these words. I don't know. But there's a, it says Dorot, it says, you know, Dorot, it says by Bris Mila, and it says Dorot by Shabbos. So we're going to learn it that way. So the Gemara says, Tzitzit dechtibi Dorot lidchi Shabbos. So Tzitzit, it also says Dorot, so I should be able to tie the Tzitzit on Shabbos. So again, let's go slowly with this. So we're looking, again, we're on the hunt for the source for Bris Mila b'Docha Shabbos. So we thought Alach HaMoshem Sinai, but we dismissed that. So now the next idea is we have a Gzeira Shabbos that's linking Bris Mila with Shabbos. That's what we're looking for. So the Gemara tried three elements. One was Oat, and one was Brit, and one was Dorot. But each one brought in something else that I didn't think was Docha Shabbos. And Oat is by Tefillin, and Tefillin are not Docha Shabbos. To write Tefillin on Shabbos, we don't have. And then we have Bris, but... Gadol is not Docha Shabbos for him, if he needs circumcision. And then we have Dorot, and the Tzitzis, but we can't tie Tzitzis on Shabbos. Ela Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Dan in Od Brit V'Dorot May Od Brit V'Dorot. So he says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says all three elements. In other words, by Bris it says Od, and it says Brit, and it says Dorot. And by Shabbos it says Od and Brit and Dorot. All three elements. So he says La Puke Hanach Dechar Chad Hu Dichtibahen. So each one of the other ones only has one element. In other words, Tzitzis it only says Dorot. And Tefillin it only says Oat, and by the Gadol it only says Bris, but Oat, Brit, and Dorot, all three elements are only present by the Katan who's getting a Bris Mila and by Shabbos. So that's one source we have. Okay, so let me just repeat again, and then I'll ask if there are any questions, and we'll go on. So again, we're looking for the source that Bris Mila is Docha Shabbos. Okay, that's the Yisod. So we had a Lach HaMoshem Sinai, but we dismissed it. Now we have another source, a Gzeira Shabbos. Gzeira Shabbos, you have a Mesorah that there are two same or similar words written in two different places. It's to teach me a certain halacha. So the Gemara in the Maskana says that according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, by Bris Mila it says Od, Brit, and Dorot. All three of those words or variations of them are written by Bris Mila. And by Shabbos it says Od, Brit, and Dorot. So Mela, that teaches me that Bris is Docha Shabbos. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? What's up, Yosef?
Why did we reject the Halacha Moshe Sinai answer?
Yeah, we rejected it because the Brisa said that we wanted to build a Kal V'Chomer from it. And the Gemara didn't think we could build a Kal V'Chomer from Halacha Moshe Sinai.
Define a different source for Pikra Nefesh. Why does it have to be?
Okay. Well, in Achinami, the Tana Reb Lezer does have a different source for Pikuach Nefesh. The Gemara Maseches Yoma has a number of sources for it based on Psukim. So the I don't know if Vachai Bahem is one of them, but the but it might be. Is that true? Do you remember V'chai Bahem?
I thought that. Yeah, I thought that's the reason.
Okay, it could be. I know it says V'chai Bahem Lo Shimut Bahem, but I don't know if that. I'm not sure. But anyway, but the Tana Reb Lezer, the Gemara Masechet Yoma has a number of sources, and he uses one of them. We're looking for a source that will work within that brisa that we just quoted. Okay. All right. So now the Gemara. Yeah. Wait a minute. So now that we have the Gemara, what's up there?
So we really have a three-way Gzeira Shava now?
No,
is it a two-way using three elements?
It's the latter. In other words, it's every Gzeira Shava is two ways. It's like a telephone line, but the Gzeira Shava is comprised of three elements here, three words, and that's the Gzeira Shava, all three words.
So how often do we have that in the Gemara? I don't remember so many.
I don't remember so many either. I don't remember any others like this, but we got it here. Okay.
Okay,
good. Okay, everybody good? Okay, let's move on. Now, okay, so we had, again, Halakha Moshe Sinai, but sort of rejected. Then we have Oat Brit and Dor Oat. That seems like it's working. Now, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kra Bayom, Bayom Afilu B'Shabbat. Rabbi Yochanan, there's a different source. And this is the source that everybody always quotes. So Rabbi Yochanan says from the Pasuk. This Pasuk was quoted on line 2 of the Gemara. Remember, this Pasuk, Bayom Hashmini Yimol B'Sor Olatao, this is the Pasuk that Reb Lezer used to teach me the Machshirei Milah Docha Shabbos. So Rabbi Yochanan says, we're going to take that Pasuk not to learn the Machshirei Milah, but the Tana Reb Lezer learns Halakha Moshe Sinai that Milah is Docha Shabbos. And he uses Bayom to teach me the Shimra Docha Shabbos. We're not going with Halakha Moshe Sinai. So we're using Bayom to teach me that Mila itself is Docha Shabbos. Bayom, Afilu B'Shabbat. Amalei Rish Lakash Rabbi Yochanan, Elamiata, Mechusrei Kapara, Zibuhu Bayom, Hachanami Zachi Shabbos. So if Bayom, it says Bayom, and that means that day it's going forward, what about Mechusrei Kapara? Mechusrei Kapara is a term of art. It refers to people who were Tamei, and they need to bring a korban before they go through can become Tahor. So the three are the Zab, the Zava, the Oledet, and the Mitzora. Those are the only four Mechusrei Kapara. So we say Mechusrei Kapara, I mean a Zab, Zava, Mitzora, or Yoledet, those four. So it says by the Mechusrei Kapara, it says by Yom HaShmini, on the eighth day, they'll bring a korban. So I presumably, if Bayom means it's Docha Shabbos, so they could bring the Korban on Shabbos. We don't normally hold that way, and we don't hold it here either, because we hold that the Korban Yachid is not brought on Shabbos. So let's see back in the Gemara. El Mechusrei, El Me'at Mechusrei Kapar, Dechibuhu Bayom, Achinami Tadachu Shabbat. So the Gemara says, so obviously not. So what's the difference? So the Gemara says, Humi Bailei Bayom Velo Belaila. No, over there, I need Bayom by the Mechusrei Kapara to teach me that the Korban has to be offered during the day and not at night. So the Gemara says, Hainami Bailei Bayom Velo Belaila. But then that's true by Shmila as well. By Yom HaShmini, I need to teach me that the Mila is also by day. So I can't use that limud because I'm using by Yom V'Lo. Then this one also is teaching me by Yom V'Lo, so I don't have a limud anymore. The term is being used up. So the Gemara says, Hahumi ben Shmonat Yamim Nafka. So the Gemara says, we have another Pasuk by Bris Mila. It says ben Shmonat Yamim. So I have Yamim in there. So I'm good with the day. So the Gemara says, Hainami, but by the Mechusrei Kapara, we also have another Pasuk. Hainami biyom saboto nafka. Now there's a blunderbuss pasuk that applies to all their korbanot. It says biyom saboto. So biyom saboto means that all korbanot are offered during the day. No korbanot are offered at night. So I know that this by day. So now I'm sort of like at a Mexican standoff. So I had biyom hashmini was looking good, teaching me that milas docha Shabbos. But the Gemara says, yeah, but Bayom is also by the Mechusrei Kapara, so that should be Docha Shabbos as well. So he said, over there, I need to teach me that it's during the day. So the Bayom HaShmini also teach you during the day. So the Gemara says, no, there's another Pasuk by Bris Mila. So there's another Pasuk by the Korbanot as well. So the Gemara says, Hainam Yom Saboto Nafka. So the Gemara says, Afagav the Nafka, Yom Saboto, it's the Richa. So the Gemara says, even though they're right, there is a general Pasuk that says that all Korbanot have to be offered during the day, Yom Saboto. But now this is Saka de Chamina. Now there's a klal, one of the hermeneutic principles again is called the bar shia b'chlal, anything that was in the general category, we had sali don b'davar chadash, and then there's a different halacha that relates to it. So it says, I can't put it back in the general category, unless the pasuk says it goes back. So once something is like a little bit like yotzei dofen, like it's off the beaten path, like I have certain dinim that are irregular, so now the whole thing is irregular, unless I have pasukim to teach me that it goes back to the general category. So again, so Mechusrei Kapara start off, it's like korbanot, like any other korbanot, which can only be brought during the day. That's what I would think. But let's see back in the Gemara. Now, by the Mechusrei Kapara, we have something unusual, and that is we have like our modestly priced korban. Like by the Oledet, you have like, more than one tier. By the Mitzori, you have more than one tier. So that's unusual. Most korbanot, you know, that's the korban is what the korban is. And here I have like, you're not so wealthy. You'll bring that. So the Gemara says, so Belilah Nami Leiti. So I would think, since I see like the Torah here, it's like in a different category, I can have the discount price to bring these korbanot. So I would think that I could also bring those korbanot at night. So Kamashwalan. So I need that Bayom, that's by the Mechusrei Kapara, to teach me that even though I have the general pasuk b'yom sabato that all korbanot are by day, but by the Mechusrei Kapara, I need another pasuk to teach me, because I would think that they're in a whole different irregular. So I would think, because they could be brought with dollars, they could be brought like with the modest price if you're not so wealthy, you're a pauper or lower income, so you could bring a cheaper korban. So so that's what I would think. So the Gemara says Matkif la Ravina. So Ravina, again, Akafta is a strong question, usually based on Svara. So Matkif la Ravina, Lamiata, Yehizar Kashir Behen, the Onein Kashir Behen. If you're telling me now it left the regular category, in other words, so all bets are off. I see that I have this like dollars, it could be brought in a state of poverty. So now all bets are off. So B'yom Sabato teaches me, it's by day. But if that's the case, I would think that even a non-Kohen would be kasher to offer the korban. Even a person who's in a state of aninus. Aninus is the day that somebody unfortunately suffers a loss. Now, for Dine Avelus, again, this different term aninus by Avelus, different term aninus by Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. So by Avelus, you're an onain till the Kvura. But by Avod in the Beis HaMikdash, you're an onain that entire day, even after the kavura. So, but when a kohen is an onain, he can't do avoda. But I would think maybe he could. So the Gemara says ha hadre cross. So the Gemara says the fact that the Torah is teaching me by like this other pasuk that's teaching me by yom that it's brought in other words, the Mechusrei Kapara go off track because they have dollars in it. Once I see that the Torah puts it back on track because it has bayom. What was the pasuk? It says bayom hashmini. In other words, he's going to bring the korban on the eighth day. So then everything else goes back now online. Okay, let's just summarize again what we did, and then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, so again, so we're on the hunt. We're on the hunt. The hunt for a source that Bris Milah is Docha Shabbos. Everybody agrees Bris Milah is Docha Shabbos, but we're hunting for a source. So possibility A was Halakha Moshe Mi-Sinai, which the Gemara rejected, though Reb Lezer takes that. Possibility B, we have the Gzeira Shabbos, the threefold Gzeira Shabbos, with Oat, Brit, and Dorot, between Bris Milah and Shabbos. Okay, now possibility C, it says, Bayom HaShmini, so Reb Yochan learns, Afilu B'Shabbat, that even on Shabbos, that Bris Milah is done. And and then the Gemara wanted to say, so if that's the case, by Mechusrei Kapara also says Bayom, but the Gemara ends up saying that Bayom by the Mechusrei Kapara, I need to teach me that it's by day and not by night. And even though this general Pasuk teaches me that all korban are by day, but by the Mechusrei Kapara, I would have thought maybe all bets are off because it's brought bedalos. It could be brought even in a lower income range, which is atypical for korbanot. So kamash malanat. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Yosef, you good? Okay. All right. Everybody good? Okay, let me move on. Now. Okay. Now, we're four lines above where it gets wide on Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, 132a. All right? So the Gemara says, Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, Amar Krosh Shmini. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov wants to derive it from a different word in the Pasuk. Shmini, the eighth day. Shmini afilu b'Shabbat. In other words, the eighth day, even if the eighth day is on Shabbos, that you do the bris. So he says, "Hi Shmini mi bayle lemi ute shvi." So no, that Shmini I'm using teach me not the seventh day, the eighth day. So the Gemara says, "Shvi mi ben shmonat yamim nafka." So I know that it's not the seventh day because it says another pasuk ben shmonat yamim. So the Gemara says, "Vakati bayle chal lemi ute shvi." I still need two pasukim. One pasuk to eliminate the seventh day, one to eliminate the ninth day, meaning I should not give a bris on the ninth day. And in other words, I shouldn't do it too early, in other words, before the eighth day, and I shouldn't wait after the eighth day. So one pasuk is teaching me the eighth day not the seventh day. One is the eighth day, not the ninth day. So the Gemara says, "The imechad havamina shvihud lo matizmane." If I only have one pasuk for that, you know, to eliminate the seventh day, I say the seventh day not. I would say the eighth day, any day going forward after that, is lachachilo. So el mechvartik is Rabbi Yochanan. Rather, the Gemara says it's clear the way Rabbi Yochanan explained it, by yom hashmini, not the shmini. So this was a dead letter. This limud was a dead letter. Okay? So again, the Gemara has the pasuk by yom hashmini. We want to say the day shmini means the eighth day, even if it's on Shabbos. So the Gemara says that doesn't cut it because we need Shmini, one pasuk that says Shmini, teach me not the seventh day, one pasuk Shmini, not the ninth day. But I don't know that it's even on Shabbos. That's what the Gemara wants to say.
Don't we have the limit of giving Chal Shabbos to save a life from B'chaibrahim?
Wait, say it again. But that's what.
B'chaibrahim.
Yeah, that's what Yosef mentioned before. I have to look. The Gemara in Maseches Yoma has different limudim, not one. It has several limudim that Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. So I didn't look it up today. But one second, let's see where we can get it for you. Maybe we'll give you homework to do. Let me see where it is. I think Rashi quotes it somewhere. One second. Yeah. Okay. So Yom Daf Pei Hei. So, we expect a full report by tomorrow on Pesach David. All right. Anyway, but the Gemara Maseches Yom Daf Pei Hei has different limudim.
You're off the hook. There's no Gemara tomorrow, Pesach David.
Oh, okay, but he can report back Monday. Anyway, but that might be one of the limudim. I don't recall. It might be one of the limudim. All right. Let's go further. All right, now we're on the first very wide line downstairs on Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Okay, so the Gemara says Tani Kvati to Rabbi Yochanan Udlo Kravacha Bar Yaakov. We learn a brisa that's mafurash like Rabbi Yochanan, which means that's where the limud by Yom Hashmini by Yom and even on Shabbat. He says, and not like Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Acha bar Yaakov said the word Shmini. Now, there's machloket rishonim whether the Gemara means to also reject that three-way gzirashav about oat, brit, and dorot, because this brisa says, like you know, Bayom Hashmini. But this question: are they rejecting that gzirashav that we mentioned earlier? So here's the brisa. He says Shmini Yimol Afilu b'Shabbat. It says like you know, Bayom Hashmini Yimol b'Sorah Lato. So it means I would think that even on Shabbos, umani mekayim mechalemot yumad b'shar malachot chutz mimila. So Bryce is saying I would think the mila is docha Shabbos, and what do I do with the pasuk? Says mechalemot yumad, those who defile Shabbos execution. So he says that's chutz mimila, except for the bris mila. Bris mila is an exception to the rule, and then the Bryce shifts gears. So that's heading in the direction we want to go in, and then the Tana says, oh, eino el afilu mila. Or perhaps, maybe the Torah means that even bris mila is nidcha. In other words, you can't do a bris on Shabbos. He says, umani mikaim shmini yimol. And what do I do with the phrase shmini yimol? Chutz mi Shabbat. Meaning, but not on Shabbos. So again, first the Tana thinks mila is docha Shabbos. Then the Tana thinks mila is not docha Shabbos. So he says, tamad lomor bayom afilu b'Shabbat. So the Torah says bayom. The word bayom is a superfluous term. So it's even on Shabbos. So that is mefurish like the Tana, like Rabbi Yochanan. So that's araya like Rabbi Yochanan. So the Brisa says bayom means even on Shabbos I give a bris mila. Now the Gemara says Amar Rava. What was going through the Tana's mind? Why did he think initially root A? Initially, he's thinking the Mila's Docha Shabbos. Then he's thinking Mila's not Docha Shabbos. And then he says, Bayom, that teaches me it's Docha Shabbos. Why does he initially think it should be Docha Shabbos? And then why does he change his mind that it's not Docha Shabbos? And then he comes up with Bayom. What's going through his mind? So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar. This is what he was saying or thinking. He says, Shmini Imol, Afilu B'Shabbat. Says, the eighth day you give a bris, even on Shabbos. He says, Umani Mikhaim Mechal Lemot Yumat. And what do I do with the Pasuk? Mechal Lemot Yumat. Those who desecrate it should be put to death. Bishar Malachot Chutz Mila. That's everything except for Bris Mila. Aval Mila Dachya. But Mila, I'm sure the Tana is saying or thinking, is Docha Shabbos. Why? My Taima. Kavachomerhu. In other words, underlying the Tana's thinking is initially before he learns it from the Pasuk in the end. But he's going to come out. He thinks, first I have a Kavachomer pro Mila on Shabbos. Then I'm going to have a Kavachomer anti Mila on Shabbos. And then the Pasuk teaches me, Bayom, Taka, even on Shabbos. So what's the Kavachomer that Mila should be Docha Shabbos? He says, Maitama Kavachomeru, Umatzarad shedochet avoda. Sarad is dochet avoda. Now make like a chart in your mind. I don't have a blackboard here, but if I had a blackboard, I'd write on top of the blackboard. We're making a column, sarad. So Rashi explains, let's say the Kohanim, now if a Kohen is a mitzora, he's a Baal Mum. He can't do the avoda. He's also Tame. He can't do the avoda. Now, when we say, let's say all the Kohanim are mitzorayim, so I won't, now when we say Tuma Hutra Betzibur, that's only by Tmei Nefesh. It's only coming into contact with a dead person. So that type of Tuma is Hutra Betzibur. If most of the people are Tmei, the Kohanim are Tmei Meitim, so they'll go ahead and do it, even though they're Tmei Meitim. But Saras, there is no Heter if it's Saras. That's a different type of Tuma. So if all the Kohanim are Mitzorayim, I won't say that they should. The Torah says he shamer benegat tzarat. You're not allowed to cut off the tzaras. So I wouldn't say they should cut off the tzaras with a knife, you know, to be not in a state of tzaras. So tzaras trumps the avoda. In other words, as between tzaras, in other words, I have tzaras, or I could, you know, cut off the tzaras and then do the avoda. So tzaras trumps the avoda. So tzaras, so again, in our list, put tzaras on the top of the list. Then underneath it, we have avoda. It says, Umatzarash Dochet Avoda. Turn page. Okay, the top line on Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. He says, Va'avoda Dochet HaShabbat. Avoda is Dochet Shabbos. So Tzaras on top. Underneath Tzaras, I have avoda, the temple service. Then underneath that, I have Shabbos, because the avoda is Dochet Shabbos. Mila Dochet Ota. Now, Mila is Dochet Tzaras. If the child has Tzaras on his Aver, on the Orla, I cut off the Tzaras, even though there's a law in the Torah against cutting off Tzaras. So Mila is now on the top of the list. So the list reads, Mila, Tzarat, Avoda, Shabbos. You know which way this is headed now. So he says, so the Gemara says, so Mila Docha Ota, so Shabbat Shenechet Mibnei HaAvoda, so if Shabbos is pushed away from the Avoda, he says, Eino Din Shtei Mila Docha Ota. So certainly Mila should push it away. Mila is more important than Tzaras, which is more important than the Avoda, which is more important than Shabbos. So that's the Tana's initial thinking. The Tana's thinking, I know this Kal v'Chomer, so the Psukim must mean X, must mean you could do the bris on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Umay Eino Dekamar, and then why does he reverse course in the middle of the Braisa? He says, maybe that's not right. Maybe Mila's not Docha Shabbos. So he says, Hadar Amar, then he said or thought, he says, Mimai de Tzarad Chamura. How is it so clear that Tzarad is more Chamur than even Shabbos? He says, Dilma Shabbat Chamura. Maybe Shabbos is more stringent than Tzaras. Shkin Yeshba Onshim Asur Obey. Shabbos, it's an Onish Skila or Karet, right? Cutting off Tzaras is not that. And the Torah admonishes concerning the observance of Shabbos thing 12 times, I think. The Torah says 12 different times you should observe Shabbos. So Shabbos has its own, you know, chashivas. And we ma'im mishum dechamira tzara'ahi. And how did you figure out that that the fact that we don't cut off the tzara'as from the kohanim is because it's more chamur than the avoda? He says, dilma mishum gavrahu d'lochazi. Maybe it's because even if we would cut it off, the Kohen would still not be ready to do avoda. He'd still have to go to a mikveh and have to wait for Harev Shemesh. So it wouldn't accomplish anything then and there. He says, Umani Mekayim Shmini Mol. So what would I say Shmini Mol means? Umani Mekayim Shmini Mol Chutz B'Shabbat. So if that's true, so Tzaras is not as chashuv as we thought it is. In other words, Shabbos is more important than Tzaras. And the fact that Tzaras is not done to the Kohenim, that we don't cut off the Tzaras because it wouldn't accomplish anything. So he says, Umani Mekayim Shmini Mol Chutz B'Shabbat. That will leave me, so I would say it means except for Shabbos. So Tamal Lomar B'Yom Afilu B'Shabbat. So therefore the Tana says, no, the pshat is Bayom, that's a superfluous term. I don't know. I have a Kal v'Chomer here, maybe possible Kal v'Chomer here. So the pasuk is Bayom, means that the pasuk is telling me an extra term that even on Shabbos. Okay, let's just summarize again what we did, and then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, so again, we were on the hunt today for one purpose, on Amud Aleph. That's to find a source that Mila's Docha Shabbos. All right, so everybody agrees Mila's Docha Shabbos. So A was Halach L'Moshe Sinai, we rejected it. B was the threefold Gzeir Shava, Oat, Brit, and Dorot, and then maybe. C was Rabbi Yochanan says by Yom HaShmini. That's looking good. D, which we rejected, was Shmini, the word Shmini. And then we had the Brice that supported Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did so far?
Yeah, how do we prove that Mila is not Docheh Shabbat right now? I missed that.
No, we're proving that Mila is Docheh Shabbat.
I know, but right now, the second.
Yeah, because in other words, the linchpin that Mila was Docheh Shabbos was because Mila was Docheh Tzaraas. And then Tzaraas was more important than Shabbos. But maybe Shabbos is more important than Tzaraas. And because Shabbos has, the onish is so chamor, and the Torah admonishes about it 12 times, I think. And in addition to which, the fact that we don't cut off the Tzaraas by the Kohen is not that Tzaraas trumps the Avoda, is because even if I cut it off, I wouldn't accomplish anything, because the Kohen would still be Tameh, and he'd have to go to Mikvah and wait till Harev Shemesh. So I'm not doing anything by cutting off the Tzaraas. Okay? All right. Good. Everybody good. Okay.
Rabbi, I don't know what Harev Shemesh means.
Harev Shemesh means nightfall. Nightfall. Ha-arev. Hey, ayin resh beis, like Erev. Ha-arev Shemesh. The sun setting. Okay? All right. We're on the sixth line from the top on Kuf Lamed Beis. What?
When you cut off Tzaraas, I know that it wouldn't accomplish anything because he has to go to Mikvah and have a Shemesh. But the question is, if he cuts off the Tzaraas, does that mean he doesn't have Tzaraas?
Yeah, that's correct. He does not have Tzaraas. Okay. All right, now let's see. Okay, we're on the eighth line. Okay, please mute yourself, Aaron Moshe. All right, let's just do this. Okay, now we're shifting gears slightly to a slightly different topic. It says, Tan Rabbanan, Mila Docheh HaTzaraas, Bein Bizmana, Shlein Bizmana. Now the Braisa says, Mila is Docheh HaTzaraas, meaning if I'm doing Bris Mila and the child has Tzaraas, so I'm going to cut off, and Tzaraas is on the Orla, I'm going to cut it off. And again, there's a pasuk in the Torah. It says, Hishamer benega hatzarad. In other words, so Hisham means be careful, but because I'll teach us whenever it says pen, you know, al or Hishamer, it means alav. In other words, so Hishamer is like a code. It means don't do it. Hishamer benega hatzarad. In other words, be careful the tzaraas, not to cut it off. So he says, where it says, so Tan Rabban, Mila docheh hatzarad, bein bizmana, bein shlo bizmana. So Mila trumps tzaraas, whether it's Mila bizmana or Mila shlo bizmana. Yom Tov Eino Docheh Ela Bizmana. Now, when it says Yom Tov, it means Bris Mila is only Docheh Yantiv. It's not framed so clearly. It means Brit Mila is Eino Docheh Yantiv, is what he means, right? Yom Tov Eino Docheh Ela Bizmana Bilbad. If it's Mila Bizmana, so then it's Docheh Yantiv. Mila Shlo Bizmana, it's not Docheh Yantiv. Okay?
So, even on Shabbat.
Or Shabbos either. Okay? But it's more of a Chiddush Tishmi Yantiv, right? Yantiv is not as Chamor as Shabbos, and even there, the Mila is not Docheh. Okay? Now the Gemara says Minani Mili. So focusing not on the Yantav Halacha, but on Mila Docheh Tzaraas. So Minani Mili. So again, so here I have like two elements coming forward. I have the essay to do Bris Mila, and I have the Lav of Tzaraas. So which one wins the struggle? Mila and Tzaraas. Who's the victor? So the Tana of the Brice says the victor is Bris Mila, wins out over Tzaraas. So the Gemara says Minani Mili. Where do I know that from? So the Gemara says, the Tana Rabbanan, we learn the Braisa, Yimol Basor Orlato. So again, extra phrases, Yimol Basor Orlato. So he says, V'afa Pishesham Baheret Yikotz, that even if there's Baheret, which is a type of Tzaraas, he should cut it off. Umani Mekayim Hishamer Benega Hatzarat. And what do I do with the Pasuk Hishamer Benega Hatzarat, which is I can't cut it off? That's Beshar Mekomot Chutzmi Mila. On other places on the body, but if it's on the Orla, then I cut it off. Now, this is similar to what we had before. The Bryce, so the time of the Bryce is thinking one way, and then he shifts gears. O Enuela Afilu Mila. Or maybe it means that even that I can't cut off the Tzaraas, and the prohibition of Hisham Benega Tzaraas trumps even the mitzvah of Bris Mila. Umani Mikam Yimo Basor Lato. What does it mean that he should, you know, cut off the Orla? That's Bizman She'ein Ba Baheret. So Tamalomar Basar. Svaaf Pi She'esham Baheret. So he says, Yimol Basar Orlato, I assume is what he's taking. In other words, it could say Yimol Orlato, but Basar Orlato, Basar is an extra phrase, an extra word that teaches me that even it has Baheret. Okay, so that's the Braisa. So this Braisa was similar in a way to the previous Braisa that we did. Remember, the Tana thinks one way. He thinks that Mila is Docheh tzaras, then he thinks mila is not docha tzaras, and then he comes up with the pasuk basar that it's docha. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, hai tana me ikara mai nichalei l'basof mai kashalei. What was he thinking initially, and then what was he thinking afterwards? What was going through his mind? So haki kamar, this is what he was thinking. Yimol basor latov afal pishesh baheret. He should do the bris mila, even though it's baheret, which is a type of tzarat. He says umani mekayim hishamber benegat tzarat bishamar komon chutz b'mila. That's other places, not bris mila. In other words, so the bris is going to trump tzaras. Aval mila dochad hatzarat, but mila unquestionably trumps tzaras. My taima. The Akimi Kabachomer. So here again, we come up with the Kabachomer. So the Tana, in his mind, he says, I have a Kabachomer that's confirming to me that Mila is Dochet Saras. He says, and what's the Kabachomer? Uma Shabbat Chamura, Mila Docheota. Shabbos is very Chamur. Shabbos is very stringent, right? Shabbos has a Chi of Skila if you violate it. Shabbos, the Torah admonishes me 12 times not to violate Shabbos. And notwithstanding that, we learned previously on the previous Amud, that Mila pushes away Shabbos. So Shabbos is very chamur, Mila shoves it aside. So he says, Sara'at lo kol shekein. So if Mila is docha Shabbos, which is so important, so certainly it should be docha tzara'as. That's what he's thinking initially. Umay o eno dekamar. And then why did he shift gears? Why did he say, oh, maybe not that way? He says, hadar ka'amar. Then he thought, or said, he says, mimai de Shabbat chamira. Maybe, how do I know that Shabbos is really so chamur? Dilmat tzarad chamira. Maybe tzarad is more stringent than Shabbos. It's like similar to what we had in the previous one. He says, shekein docher ha'avoda. Because I know that tzaras trumps the avoda. Again, if the Kohanim all have tzaras, I don't say cut off the tzaras. So tzaras is more chamur than that. But avoda docher ha'shabbat, and avoda is docher Shabbos. So if I go that way, so it comes out that tzaras wins this struggle. So Tamalomar Basar, but Alpha P Shisham Baharit. So Kamash Malan, the Brisa says Basar. So I'm confused. I have one Kavachomer on one side that Mila should be Docha Saras. And on the other hand, I have another Kavachomer that Saras should be Docha, the Bris Mila. So at the end, I have the word Basar. Now, let me just do a few more lines. Lishna Acharina, there's a different version of this, of the conversation. Picking up again from the Brisa, he says, Mila Docha Sarad. Again, we're picking up where the Tana, what's going through his mind. Mila's docha tzarat. Initially, he thinks Mila's docha tzarat. Why? My tama dati essay v'daki lo ta'ase. Because Mila's an essay, and tzaras is hishamer, is a lo ta'ase. So the general klal is essay docha lo ta'ase. An essay docha lo ta'ase, right? So the Gemara in Yibamos learns it from the Sadin B'tzitzis, right? It says, lo tabas shatneis. And it says, "Gidilim tasalach larbach folksu chasha dechaseba." Don't put on shatneis, but put on tzitzis. So Chazal teaches us that juxtaposition of psukim teaches me that even though the tzitzis, let's say I have a linen garment and I have always the blue thread, which is wool, so I have shatneis, but the essay will be docha the lo taseh. The essay will be docha lo taseh. And then there's a Ramban, his parish in Chumash. He says the essay represents avas Hashem. Lo taseh represents yira. Ava always trumps Yira. Ava is superior to Yira. You need both, but Ava is like a superior level of Avodas Hashem, right? Like the Rambam learns that in the end of Hilchos Tshuva, in the last parak, he learns that, you know, like the lower level of serving Hashem is I'm afraid he's going to punish me. The higher level is I feel Ava for Hashem. I feel that this is the right way to do what he says. That's the higher level. He says the lower level is the service of like Tanim, youngsters. They don't understand anything. They'll, God will strike me dead if I do this. The higher level is to serve Hashem Ava. So essay is docha lo taseh. So the, and Rav Simon went through that as well, I think, on one of his shiurim. So my time, the ati essay docha lo taseh, umai eno ikar de kamar. Okay, so initially, So initially he's thinking essay docha lo taseh. So Mila trumps tzaras. And then why does he shift gears? He says, Umay oeno de kamar, hadar kamar. Then he said, Amar dimrinan de ati essay vidaki lo taseh. Yeah, an essay docha lo taseh grina. That's only if there's only a lo taseh on the other side of the equation. Hai essay v'lo tasehu. on Saras is not just a lotah sentence, it's an essay. It says, Hishamar b'negat sarad, and you should do k'chol asher yiru rechem ha-kohanim levim. You should follow everything the kohanim levim tell you about Saras. So there's a lav and there's an essay. So now it's going the other way. So now Saras is trumping bris milah. So he says, Umani mekayim yimo besor olato, and then what do I do with the pasuk? Bisman she'im ba-baheret. So tamalomar basar. So the extra word basar, biafapi sheisham baheret. Even though there's baheret, I go ahead and I go ahead with that. Now, let me just do a few more lines and I'll try to summarize, okay? So the Gemara says, Tenach gadol dechtubuhu basar. So the so if it's a gadol, you know, here gadol, one second. Yeah. So a gadol means, it says basar if he's over 13, it says basar. He says katanamik tibi basar. And if he's a katan, 8 days old, it also says basar. Beinoni minalan. How do I know if a child is between 8 days and 13 years old that the bris milah is dochet saras? So amar abaye atimi binaya. So we'll learn it from both of them. Migadol lo atishkin anoshkare. The gadol, and it was once a child is over 13, and if he doesn't have a bris milah, he, the child, he's not such a child anymore, he'll be chayav karet for not doing a bris milah. He says, mikatan lo atya, so in other words, so I'm trying to learn out, let's say like a 10-year-old. How do we know if it's a 10-year-old that his bris is dochet saras? So I could say I'll learn it. I know the 13-year-old and over is doche, but the 13-year-old, he's got karet hanging over the person's head. The 10-year-old doesn't have karet hanging over his head. He says, and then mikatan lawachi, I can't learn from the katan, the 8-day-old child, shkei mila bizmana. That's mila at the best time. So he says, hatzad shveshbahen, shkei nimolin v'dokhan et saras. So I'm going to learn bameh hatzad, I have A and B, and they're each dochet saras, and they each have one chisaron that the other one doesn't have. Af kol sheni molin dochin et sarad. So everyone who gets mila is dochet saras. Okay, let me just summarize again what we did, and then we'll try to go further, okay? So then we'll see if there are any questions. Okay, so now we shifted in this piece of Gemara to a slightly different topic. So the topic we shifted to is that Mila is not only Docha Shabbos, but Mila is Docha Tzaras. There's a law in the Torah against cutting off Tzaras. But the Brisa said that if the person has Tzaras on the Orla, then I go ahead and cut it off. So how do I know that? So the Gemara ended up saying that I know it because it says Yimol Basar Orlato, even though it has Baheret Yikotz. Now, The Tana of the Braisa was thinking one way, then he was thinking another way, and then in the end he said that Basar teaches me. So first he thinks that Mila will trump Saras, then he thinks Saras will trump Mila, and then he says Basar, that teaches me that the bris trumps everything. So what was he thinking initially, and what was he thinking later on? So the Gemara says, initially he was thinking that there's a Kavachomer that bris Mila should trump Saras. Yeah, and that is that Shabbos is very chamur. Shabbos is very stringent. Mila is docha Shabbos. He says, tzaras. So certainly it should be docha tzaras. In other words, if Mila is docha Shabbos, certainly Mila should be docha tzaras. That's, so he's got the kal v'chomer in his pocket, so he thinks that's why it makes sense that way. Then he says, why did he shift gears? Then he said, is it so clear that Shabbos is more chamur than tzaras? Maybe tzaras is more chamur than Shabbos. He says, because Saras is docha the avoda, and the avoda is docha Shabbos. So in the end, he says, tamalom basar. Then the Gemara says that it says basar by an 8-day-old child. It says basar by a 13-year-old child. But how do I know children between 8 and 13 that they, the bris milah is docha Saras? So I'll learn it from both of them together. So the gadol has karet hanging over him, so that I can't learn from him. The katan is mila bizman, I can't learn from him, but from both of them I could say, well, this one is mila bizman, but this one's not mila bizman, but it pushes up, but this one is karet, but it's not mila bizman. Anyway, so between both of them, I'm able to learn everybody. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Everybody happy? Yosef, you doing okay, Yosef? Good, I love thumbs up, Yosef. I love thumbs up. Okay. All right, now let's.
You're going much slower today. That's why.
All right. Anyway, I didn't think I'm going so much slower, really. But all right, let's keep going. All right, now, But I have been repeating that I've been doing. All right, let's go in for the final kill, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so now we're 10 lines from the bottom. All right. So Rava is going to give us another explanation of the limud concerning basar. So we said the basar teaches me that mila is docha tsaras. So Rava has a different limud on it. Rava mar mila bizmana docha lo tzricha kroa. Rava says mila bizmana, I don't need a pasuk at all. In other words, so mila bizmana that it's docha tsaras, I don't need a pasuk. Why? Mikavachomer akya, because I know it from a kavachomer. Here's a kavachomer. Umashabat chamira docha tsarat. I'm sorry. Umashabat chamira docha. If Shabbos is so chamor, summer is very stringent, Amila's docha Shabbos, Sarat lo kol shekain. Certainly it's docha tsaras, which is an idea we had earlier, but then the Gemara rejected it. So Amali Rav Safra l'Rava, it's the same ideas we had before. Mimai de Shabbat chamira, how did you figure out that Shabbos is so chamor, meaning that Shabbos is more chamor than Sarat? Dilma, Sarat chamira. Maybe Sarat is more chamor than Shabbos. Shekain docha avoda. Because I see that Sarad is docha the avoda of all the kohenim of Sarad. I don't say cut off all the Sarad. Avoda docha the Shabbat. So now this is Rav Safra to Rabba. So Rabba says, Hatam la mishum de chamira Sarad. The fact that nobody's cutting off the Sarad doesn't prove that Sarad trumps the avoda, which trumps Shabbos. He says, El mishum de gabruhud lo chazi. It's just that the person that we explained it meant that even if they cut it off, he can't do the avoda because he still has to go to the mikvah and wait for Harev Shemesh, wait for nightfall. So it doesn't help me doing that. So the Gemara says, now this is what Rabbi says to Rav Safra. So Rav Safra didn't understand what Rabbi was saying. Rav Safra thought he meant that that since he's a Mitzora, he's Tame and he can't do the avoda. So the Gemara says, Hamai, you be kos baratov, you avod. Let him cut off the tzaras, and then he'll go and do the avoda. So he explains, no, mechusar tevilahu. Even if he does that, he still needs tevilah mikvah. He's just explaining what he meant. He's mechusar, so mele. So again, so Rava says that Shabbos is more, so Shabbos is more chamor than tzaras, and mila is docha Shabbos, so it's docha tzaras. That's the linchpin of Rava's limud. So the Gemara says, yeah, but tenach negaim tameim. Yeah, but that would only be true by nega tame. Now, not every nega is tame. For example, let's say it's parach bekulo. Let's say his whole body is covered with saras from Rosho v'ad raglo, then he's tahor. Or sometimes of saras is bohak, and he's not tame with that. So this whole hesber, in other words, you want to say that Shabbos is more chamor than saras. I'm saying Saras is more chamor because it trumps the avoda. You said, yeah, but it trumps the avoda, but the reason you can't do it is because it doesn't do anything. Yeah, but it means even if I would cut it off, it wouldn't do anything because the person would need to go to the mikvah. But not every saras is like that. There are some saras that you would cut off, and the person's not tame. He's just a baal mum and he has saras, but he's not tame is about having saras. So I cut off the mum, and now he's good to go. And notwithstanding that, we say tsaras trumps the avoda. So this is slugging up Rava, right? So tsaras does trump the avoda and trumps Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "Atenach negaim tameim, negaim tori my iklameimar." So Ella, here we have our Ella again. So press the delete button. Yeah. So Ella Amaravashi, Hecha imrina dati esse v'dachi lo tase. So when do we say an essay is docha lo tase? He says, "Kigon mila b'tsarat." Inami tzitzis v'kalayim. That's, in other words, when I do a bris and the child has got saras, or I have tzitzis that are shatnez, dividadav da akir lav ka mukim ese. In other words, they both happen simultaneously. At the moment that I cut off the orla, that I'm cutting off the saras, I'm a kind of the essay of the kiyum of bris mila. So then the essay is doka lo tase. Clearly, the essay is doka lo tase. And similarly, by sadin with tzitzis. When I put on the tzitzis that are shatnez, at the moment that I would be over on wearing shatnez, I'm a kind of the Mrs. Essay of tzitzis. There, essays docha lo ta'aseh, clearly. He says, hacha, He says, but with the konim, with the saras, with the whole deal, bidanas b'dakir lav, at the time that I'm undoing the lav by cutting off the saras, he says, lo kamukim esse, I'm not fulfilling the esse. In other words, even if I would cut off the tsaras, at that moment I'm not fulfilling the essay. He says, because the essay would only be the essay would be when I do the avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. So first I violate the lav, and then the Kohen would do the avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. That would be the only way it would work. So again, so I assume he means that if it's Negayim Tahorim, if it's a negative, it's Tahor, which is what we were focused on. So I only have the lav of Hishamir b'negat Sarah. I'm not allowed to cut it off. Now, Hishamir to do Kuchol Sheyaruachem, so then that's only if there's like a process to go through a Tahor process. That's what I assume. So he says, now, Bahadur Rava Rav Safra. So Rava's view of this, which we had before, and the Rav Safra, Tanaihi, the tracks of Machloka Tanaim, the top line on Kuflam and Gimel Aleph, the Tani, we learn the Brisa, Basar, the Afapi Sheisham Baheret Yimol, Dibur Rabbi Yoshia. So Rabbi Yoshia says, it says Basar. So from the word Basar, that teaches me that I'm going to go forward with the Bris Mila, even though there's a Baheret on it. It says Basar, I go forward, I do it. He says, Rabbi Yonatan Omer, Eino Tzarech. You know, it says, I don't need that Limud. Shabbat Chamura, Doche, Tzarat Lo Kol Shekain. If Bris Mila is Docha Shabbos, so certainly Bris Mila is Docha Tzaras. If it's Docha Shabbos, certainly Docha Tzaras. So that last case with that's Reb Yonatan, that's like Rava. So Rava wants to say that I have a good Kal V'chomer. That's what Rava wants to say. And that's the Shita of Reb Yonatan, that I have a good Kal V'chomer. And Rav Safra says, you don't have a good Kal V'chomer, but you need the limud for basar, and that's Rabbi Yoshia's limud. All right. So anyway, the Gemara at the end said, how do I know that Bris Mila trumps saras? So either it's from the phrase basar, or it's because we have a Kal V'chomer that teaches me that it trumps it. Okay, that's basically it. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? All right. I think I'm going to call it a night with this. Now, Blinetter, I have 1 o'clock Parsha class tomorrow. Whoever wants to come, I'd love to have all of you. Then, let me get this recording here. Wait, let me get recording. Okay, here's recording.